8 minutes on the clock. Scorekeeper says he's ready. We'll hear a whistle, and we will tip it off. It'll be Foster jumping up against big Corey Miller. All 6'3" of him, and the eminent Red Wings control the tip in the backcourt with it. Is number 15. That is Hayden Barrett. Barrett brings it into the front court, gives to Foster. He'll swing it on the right side and down in the right corner for Wallace. Wallace dumps it inside. The ball is poked away and out of bounds. It'll be eminence basketball. Good defensive play there by Corey Miller. Big Comet junior, or Big Comet senior, in the middle. Eminence to trigger it in from the baseline just to the right side of the glass. They bring it way out front for Foster. Foster will swing it on the left side to Barrett. Barrett now to Rich. Rich wears a headband on his head and has different colored shoes on. Eminence working it around the perimeter against this Comet zone. Ball to the right side to Barrett. Barrett gives it back to Wallace. He'll take it across the top of the key. Eminence taking their time here, looking for a good shot. First game of six here today at the Kabul Holiday Tournament. Here's a give inside to Foster. Foster going up over the top of Miller and scores. Drew Foster, first 2 points of the game. And it took almost a minute off the clock. Here's Alton with the other way. Got it down inside to Miller. Misses the shot. Gets the rebound and gets fouled. That'll be on number two, Eddie Rich, sophomore. And boy, Ryland Steele did race up the court in no time and hit Corey Miller, who was wide open under the bucket. And Miller fouled on the rebound after the missed shot. Alton then bounded down under the bucket. Huckabee triggers it in. Got it to Whalen for three. That one is up off the mark. No good. And the rebound to Eminence. And here comes Foster leading the break the other way. Going all the way to the basket and score. Drew Foster, the sophomore, got the first two of the night. And a minute into the game, Eminence leads it 4-0. Alton getting in the half-court set. Got to Cockrum at the top of the key. Swings it right side to Steele. Now to Huckabee. Left side, Whalen. Whalen on the wing. Out to Ryland Steele. Moves to the elbow. Pull-up jumper from 15. No good. Rebound tipped up and around. And controlled by Winona. Rich got it. Rich up the floor to a Blackburn. Blackburn back out to Rich. Rich back over to Blackburn in the corner. Brings it out top. Swings it around the horn to Barrett. Barrett will give it up and now swing it to Foster on the left side wing out around the three-point line. They'll give it to Rich. Rich penetrates into the lane. Will turn around one-handed. Good. Number two, Eddie Rich with his first two. And Eminence races out to a 6-0 lead. Alton Comets into the front court. They'll take it to the top of the key with Huckabee. Gives off to Dylan Whalen. Whalen over to Cockrum. Cockrum back to Whalen. Whalen driving toward the bucket, going up with a shot. And Dylan's going to get fouled on the play by the Eminence Red Wings. Fouls on number two, Eddie Rich. And that'll be number two on Rich in the second team foul against the Eminence Red Wings. And number 23, Landon Spoonmore, getting ready to check in for the Eminence Red Wings. Not before Dylan Whalen shoots the free throws. First of two is up and good. The Comets are on the board. Dylan Whalen, first bucket of the game for the Alton Comets from the free throw line. Now Spoonmore in the game as Eddie Rich goes to the bench with those two early fouls. 6 minutes to go in the first quarter. Whalen bounces it three times, sets it on the right hand, and pushes it up. It is good. Whalen with his first 2 points of the day. And Alton going to come here, a little 2-2-1 three-quarter court press. Eminence with it in the backcourt. Barrett weaves his way up to Wallace across the timeline. There's a long pass. It's tipped by the defense of the Alton Comets. Get it back on the steal. Ryland Steele ran it down in the corner after it was tipped. Ryland going to the bucket down the right side of the lane. We got bodies all over the floor as he got bumped. The defender and the offensive player to the floor. And Eminence comes out there with a loose ball. No foul call. And then Foster going to the rack is going to get fouled by the Alton Comets. Foul is on number 12, Landon Huckabee. And Coach Caruso wanted a foul on the other end. Ryland Steele, there's a lot of contact. Steele knocked to the ground, and you know, he's a strong kid. Hard to knock him off his feet. And there was no foul called, and now Foster hits the free throw. Foul, by the way, on the Alton Comets was on Landon Huckabee, his first. Makes it 7-2 as Foster hits the first free throw. Second one's up and good as well. Good-looking sophomore. Number 40, Drew Foster. He's made an impression in this tournament. Alton brings it the other way. Still looking for a field goal. 2.5 minutes into the ballgame. Here's Cockrum with it. He flies to the right elbow. Keeps it back outside to Huckabee. Huckabee looking to penetrate. Pulls up in the lane. Couldn't get a shot away. Gets it back out to Cockrum. Marcus takes it in the lane. A little fadeaway jumper. No, we're going to get a foul called on the Eminence Red Wings. That'll be on number 12, Carter Blackburn. Non-shooting foul came on the floor before the shot. So Alton will trigger it in on the baseline. To the right side of the glass, got it to Corey Miller, swings it around to Whalen. Now Cockrum fakes the three, gives it over to Ryland Steele at the free throw line. He has it poked away, gives it back, gathers it back in. Now makes a move into the lane, pulls up, and then tries to get it back outside to Cockrum. And the ball whistles past him and out of bounds. So Alton with a turnover. 5:03 to go in the first quarter. Alton down six. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for the Missouri way of life. We're for worrying less about the what-ifs and more about the why-nots. We're for checking off your bucket list and then making a new one. For starting a family, a business, a tradition. And if you find yourself starting over, we're here for that too. We're for building a life in Missouri and then going out and living it. And when it comes to making sure everything you've built is protected, we're for you.
I'm Zach Barton, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent. And if you're in Oregon County, I've got you covered.
Well, before we get back to action here, congratulations to the West Plains Lady Zizzers playing in the Pink and White Tournament up in Springfield. Lady Zizzers with a victory in overtime to advance to the third round of the tournament. Well, congratulations with a good win over a really good Marshfield ball club. Back here at the Cabool Holiday Tournament, the Alton Comets and the Eminence Red Wings hooked up here. And Eminence leads it by six with the basketball. 4:48 to go in the first quarter. Eminence will get it tied up at the top of the key. Gives over to Spoonmore. His long three-point shot is no good. And the rebound comes all the way out to midcourt before anybody gets on it. And that'll be Barrett. Barrett gives up in the corner and gets it right back. Working a little crossover dribble to the free throw line. Dumps it down inside to Spoonmore. He can't get a shot away. And we get a three-second call in the lane. 3 seconds of the lane. Substitution now for Alton. Dylan Wayland will check out of the game as Cole Trantham will check in for Alton. Trantham. And the Comets a little more size out there. Alton walking the ball up the floor. Ryland Steele directing traffic with the left hand while he dribbles with the right. Gets it to the top of the key. Will cross over into the lane. Spin move. Ball poked away. And Eminence has got it again. Barrett driving down the floor. Elevates for the shot. It's no good. And a rebound off the hands of the Alton Comets. It'll be Eminence basketball. The Red Wings with an opportunity to add to a six-point lead here with 4:10 to go in the first quarter. Eminence to trigger it in along the baseline, this time to the left side of the basket, and they'll bring it out front. Got it there to Wallace. Wallace penetrates into the lane, dishes outside to Blackburn. Blackburn back outside to Wallace. Wallace looking to make a move, back down the defender, couldn't get a shot, gives up the ball. Goes right side now to Spoonmore, fakes the three, gives to a cutter in the lane, shot is no good. Rebound controlled by the Red Wings, back up and in, Carter Blackburn with a bucket. Eminence out to an 8-point lead, 10-2 with 3:43 to go in the first quarter. Alton with it. Huckabee going to fire a three. It just rattles in and out and then goes back in again. Huckabee, Landon Huckabee with a three-pointer, and that cuts the lead to five. Landon starting to heat up. Eminence with the ball, intensity picking up a little bit of the game here. This one started out kind of slow. Eminence with the ball on the right side is Wallace. Wallace gives up in the corner to Foster. Foster back out to Wallace on the wing, and he's going to get fouled by Marcus Cockrum. Thomas tried to spin him, and Cockrum got him on the arm. That'll be number one on Marcus, and the second team foul on the Alton Comets. Eminence will inbound on the far sideline. Foster triggers it in for Wallace. Luke Wallace swings it to Spoonmore on the left side. Now gives it up to Barrett. Barrett will back it out, top of the key. Swings it over on the left side to Wallace. Wallace, one dribble, and a pass to Spoonmore. Spoonmore looking to penetrate, gets it back out to Foster. Fake the three, going to the bucket, and he scores. Nobody got in his way, and Foster with 8 first-quarter points, and the Comets don't have an answer. Here's Ryland Steele the other way, going all the way to the bucket. Dishes it off inside to Miller, outside to Trantham for three, and it's good. Cole Trantham. Or the Alton Comets needed that one. That cuts the lead back to 4, 12-8. With 2:37 to go in the first quarter. Here comes Eminence with it. Got the ball to Barrett. Barrett kicks it outside to Spoonmore for three. That one's off the mark. And Cockrum rebounds for Alton. Marcus races up the left side of the floor. Now waits for the rest of his teammates. Takes it to the top of the key. Starts the offense from there. Ball goes to the top of the key now to Huckabee. Huckabee down the left side of the lane. A little fadeaway jumper is up off the mark. Rebound controlled by Eminence. Here come the Red Wings. Foster pushing up the right side. Taking it all the way into the bucket. Now around the defense, misses the shot. Good defensive play there by Corey Miller to bother that shot just enough it wouldn't go in. And the Comets control the rebound into the half court set they go. Marcus Cockrum down the left side of the lane. All the way to the bucket, lays it up short. And rebound taken by Foster again for Eminence. He gets rid of it up at midcourt. Got it there to Barrett. Barrett down inside. Kicked it back out. Blackburn making a move to the bucket. Couldn't hit the shot. And Miller yanks down the rebound. Comets come the other way. A chance to get back to within two. Ryland Steele with it on the right side wing. Gives it back out top to Huckabee. Huckabee to the left elbow. Looking for the outlet. Got it to Steele. Top of the key. Ryland has not scored yet in the game. Hasn't attempted a shot. Comets now clearing out a little bit of room for Ryland to make a little one-on-one move. And he dumps it off to Miller, who misses the shot. And a rebound controlled by Eminence. And here come the Red Wings. They got it down to Barrett. Barrett races up the floor, pulls up and gives it around the horn and gets it right back on the left side wing. Wallace with it now. He'll take it back outside. Eminence will reset with a minute to go in the first quarter. 12-8 our score. Eminence with the lead and the ball. Going inside is Barrett. He'll give it back over to Wallace. Wallace will back it back out front. 52 seconds to play in the first quarter. Left side, Barrett on the wing. Makes a little move into the middle and gives the ball back over to Wallace. Wallace handles it out front. Eminence looks like they're going to hold for the final shot of the quarter here. Here's Wallace. Oh, and it's poked away. Cockrum poked it away. He gets it back. Drives for the layup. Marcus Cockrum with a nice defensive play. Poked it away. Comets got it and hit him on the snowbird down on the other end. 12-10. Alton back to within two with 20 seconds to go in the quarter. Eminence with it. Out on top. They'll get over to Wallace. Wallace now to Barrett. Barrett on the left wing out around the three-point line. Gives it up and gets it right back with 9 seconds. Now they'll start. Barrett to the free throw line. Gets it outside to Spoonmore. Spoonmore couldn't get a shot. Now shoots a runner. That is no good. And the rebound off the hands of Eminence out of bounds. And with 1.7 seconds to go in the first quarter, Alton will inbound the basketball. And see, River Haddock is going to check in. And see, Ryland Steele is out. And there's a long shot for the Comet. Ooh, from half court, almost went in. That was Wayland, almost hit that one. And our score at the end of one quarter play, 12-10. Eminence with a lead over the Alton Comets. We'll be back to the Kabul Holiday Tournament with quarter number two in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
We all love things that are free, like the free gift you receive when you open a free checking account, business or personal, at West Plains Bank and Trust Company. You can even score free gifts for your family and friends if you refer them and they open free checking accounts. Plus, earn a free gift for yourself each time your referrals open an account. Visit us in West Plains, Mountain View, or Willow Springs for more information and find out for yourself why customers leave as friends. West Plains Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC.
Growing up, my parents always encouraged me to do what's right, even if it wasn't easy. I'd always hear my mother's voice say, "Do the right thing." That stuck with me. Every day, just do the right thing. That's it. The rest takes care of itself.
At Shelter Insurance, we believe in doing the right thing for our customers and our communities.
In Alton, see Shelter Insurance agent Norm Hollis.
Well, say thanks to your Alton Comet boosters helping to bring you the game today. They include Simpson's True Value in Alton, the Clary Funeral Homes in Alton, Thayer, and Mammoth Spring, along with the Thayer Walmart, Allen's Supported Living, and Thayer Ready Mix. Alton was down at one point in this game, 12-4, and they've cut that lead back to 2 at 12-10 thanks to the quick hands of Marcus Cockrum. And the Comets are back, well, not quite the starting lineup in the ballgame right now. You've got Huckabee along with Cole Trantham, Corey Miller, Dylan Whalen, and River Haddock. Alton open up the second quarter with the basketball, a chance to tie here. Pass down the corner, deflected by the defense, goes out of bounds. And it'll belong to the Comets. They'll inbound on the side. 13 seconds gone by here in the second quarter from the Kabul Holiday Tournament. This is a loser's bracket semifinal. Winner moves into the finals on the loser's side of the bracket tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Here's Coppin. Gets the ball down inside. Cole Trantham. Turnaround jumper's good. Boy, you don't see that very often. The turnaround jumper from about 12 feet mid-range. Nice play, Cole Trantham. And we're tied at 12 with 7:23 to go in the half. Alton has come all the way back from down 8 in the first quarter. Eminence with it. There's Foster. Moves to the elbow. Fires up a shot. That's no good. Rebound. Volleyed around. Controlled by Eminence. Got it back outside to Wallace. He shoots no good. And a rebound run down to the corner by the Alton Comets. River Haddock has got it. Feeds over to Trantham. Cole pushes it up the floor. Got it down the corner to Whalen. Dillon waits for the rest of his teammates. Now moves down the baseline. Dumps it off inside for Haddock. He couldn't hang on, and the ball is going to be up. That's going to be a timeout. Eminence jumped on it on the ground, number 44, Mitchler, and then the Eminence coach called the timeout. So timeout on the floor. We're tied at 12, 6:51 to go in the first half. We'll take a timeout back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
One of the quickest ways to get quick cash when you need it most is to see Alton Gun and Pawn. They're located on West 160, across from Harps and Alton. They've got a great selection of guns in stock, ammo, tools, electronics, and jewelry. You can buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pawn. You can also bring your unwanted gold and silver and turn that into cash in your pocket in a matter of minutes. Buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pawn. Their phone number is 417-778-6677.
And we're back here at the 22nd Annual Kabul Holiday Tournament. The Alton Comets and the Eminence Red Wings. Winner moves on to the Losers Bracket Final tomorrow at 2 o'clock. First game of the day tomorrow. First game of the day today. By the way, the other half of the semifinals in the Losers Bracket, Plato and Salem coming up at 1:30. Eminence with the basketball after the timeout. They bounce it down inside for Foster. Foster looking for some room to maneuver. Shot is blocked by Trantham, and the ball is going to go out of bounds off the hands of the Eminence Red Wings. Nice play by Cole Trantham to get that left hand up there and block that shot. Alton got the ball back with a chance to take the lead for the first time today. Comets were down 4-0 right out of the gate, ended up getting down by 8 before making the comeback and tying the game at the end of the first quarter. Comets with it, working around the perimeter. Trantham's got it. Cole going down to the baseline, trying to dump it inside, and the pass is intercepted by Carter Blackburn for Eminence. Eminence will bring it the other way. Bounce it right side, Foster. Back out to Blackburn. Blackburn gave it right back to Foster. And now Mitchler. Mitchler swings it around for Barrett. Moves toward the bucket. Kicks it out of the corner. Three-point shot is up. No good. Foster gets the rebound for Eminence. Back up and missed it. And Cole Trantham clears the boards for the Comets. Alton on the run. Dillon Whalen going around Mitchler. Pulls up with a shot. No, but he's fouled. And he'll go to the line and shoot two. Foul will be on Dillon Mitchler. Will be his first of the game. Comes with 5:53 to go in the first half. So Dillon Whalen at the line trying to break the tie for the Alton Comets. We're tied at 12 here. First one is up and good. Whalen now 3-for-3 from the free throw line. Substitutions for Alton. Landon Huckabee back in the game. Ryland Steele back in. And Corey Miller back in. Cole Trantham, River Haddock, and company come out. Whalen to shoot another one. This one is up, and oh, we missed it. Just came off the front of the rim. Didn't get the bounce. And Eminence has got the ball back down by one. Foster brings it up out of the backcourt all the way to the basket. A little yo-yo shot is no good, and it was a little scoop shot. And the rebound goes off the hands of Alton out of bounds. So it'll be Eminence to inbound the ball down along the baseline with 5:43 to go in the first half. Red Wings got it into Foster out around the three-point line on the left side wing. He takes it toward the bucket, kicks it outside, and around on top to Barrett. Barrett, a little shake and bake through the free throw circle, spins into the lane, shoots it, it's good. Nice play, Hayden Barrett. Or excuse me, Blackburn, I'm sorry. Yeah, Blackburn. It was Barrett, number 15. Yeah, I was right the first time. Now on the other end, the Comets push the ball into the lane. We get a foul call, and that's going to be on Hayden Barrett. Barrett called for the foul. Alton really quick getting the ball up and down the floor. Almost before we can look up. Alton will inbound it on the baseline after the non-shooting foul. Huckabee triggers it into Ryland Steele. Elevates from 8 feet, shoots a jumper, left it short. Rebound, volleyed around, and finally taken. Well, it's loose on the floor again, and Ryland Steele got it for Alton. Steele got it over to Dillon Whalen, and he gets run over by Foster. They were going after the loose ball. And Whalen came up with it, and Foster couldn't stop. Foul on Foster will be his first of the game for Eminence, and that'll be team foul number 5 already on the Red Wings. Alton will inbound it on the non-shooting foul and trying to add to their one-point lead here, 14-13. I'm sorry, they're down by one, 14-13. Eminence back on top. So Collins trying to regain the lead. Got the ball to Ryland Steele on the left side. Takes it to the top of the key. Now swings it left on the wing. Down along the baseline to Huckabee and back out to Cockrum. Cockrum crosses over on the right side. And now down to Corey Miller all alone. Kicked it inside to Cockrum. Quick shot is up. And that is no good. Rebounded by Foster for Eminence. There come the Red Wings. Drew Foster brings it all the way up the floor. Passes off and now out to Barrett. Barrett will shake and bake. Lost it. Rebound or the ball picked up by Cockrum. Marcus going the other way. Shoots. No good. And the rebound off the hands of Eminence and out of bounds. I'm still kind of wondering why we didn't get a technical for slapping the backboard. And maybe somebody correct me, but in the old days, you went up and slapped the backboard, it was a technical foul. I guess they don't do that anymore. Dylan Whalen out of the game as Cole Trantham checks back in for Alton. So Collins get it in the corner to Steele off the inbound, pulls up, 12-foot jumper, it's off the mark, no good, and the rebound, Mitchell for Eminence. He'll kick it out to Foster, and he'll dribble up the right sideline, all the way to the wing, now cuts into the lane, pulled up with a shot, and he's going to get held. He'll go the line and shoot two. Foul on the Alton Comets on number 12, Landon Huckabee. That'll be number two on Huck. And team foul number three on the Alton Comets. Eminence will inbound the ball here on the baseline. Substitution, number 12, Carter Blackburn out. And so he went in there. Rouse has checked into the game. And Eminence will inbound it. Oh, no, we got a five-second call. I thought it was getting awfully close. Eminence couldn't get it in, and the Comets force a five-second call. So Alton's got the ball back, down by one with 4:15 to go in the first half. Ryland Steele brings it up across the timeline, feeds over to Marcus Cockrum on the right side wing. Marcus will back it out. Still outside the arch, gives the ball up to Huckabee. Wide open, didn't take the three, swings it cross-court to Steele. Back out to Huckabee on top of the key. Huckabee, right side to Steele, fakes the three, now penetrates, kicks it back out to Trantham. He'll shoot one from downtown. That one's no good. Long rebound taken by Steele. Down the Cockrum, he'll fire the three. That one's in and out, no good. Comets are just off a hair on their shot. Eminence got the rebound off the missed three, and all the way down the floor goes Hayden Barrett with a circus shot and got it to go in. So Eminence back up by three. Alton with the ball. Huckabee. Left side wing, swings it on top to Cockrum. Cockrum over to Ryland Steele. He'll shoot the three, and it's good! Ryland Steele from way downtown, and that is the third made three-pointer of the first half for the Alton Comets, and we're tied at 16 with 3:12 to go in the second period. Eminence with the ball, working it out front is Wallace. Wallace will give it up to Foster. Foster moves to the free throw line. Now kicks it back outside to Ralph. Ralph into the lane. Pull-up jumper. No good. The rebound controlled by Trantham for the Alton Comets. Comets pushing it. Steele up to Cockrum in the corner on the left side. He'll give it back out to Trantham. Now on top to Huckabee. Back over to Trantham. Thought about the three. Now penetrates into the lane. Dumps it down to Miller. And the ball is poked away and out of bounds by the Eminence defense. They are well aware the Comets like to penetrate and dish. And they have really kind of sealed that off. And here's substitution for Alton. Ryland Steele out of the game as Dylan Whalen checks back in for Coach Caruso and the Alton Comets. Game tied at 16 with 2:42 to go in the first half. Alton to trigger it in down on the baseline. Got it in out front. Corey Miller. Miller holds it high. Gives over to Cockrum. Cockrum to Huckabee. He'll dump it down to Miller. Reverse layup is good. Nice play. Ryan Miller or Corey Miller. First bucket of the game for Corey. And all five of the Comets starters, matter of fact, six of the seven players that have played have scored. And now a steal by Trantham, and he is going to be fouled going the other way. Eminence will be careless with the ball. Trantham stole it and then got fouled by Foster. Drew Foster with his second foul. And we'll go down to the other end, and Cole Trantham will shoot the 1-1 for the Alton Comets. 2:24 to go in the first half. Trantham at the free throw line, number 34. Cole has come off the bench today and has scored 5 points in the game. First one is up here and good. Kick and flat out shoot the basketball. Substitution now for Alton. Ryland Steele back in. Marcus Cockrum will check out. And Trantham trying to give the Comets a 4-point lead with this free throw. It's up and off the rim. No good. Rebound taken by Eminence. And then we get a foul on Dylan Whalen. Whalen going to be called for the foul. He got a hold of his arm. And Whalen called for his first, team foul number four on the Alton Counties here in the first half. 2:23 to go in the half. Alton up by three. Eminence with the basketball. Barrett brings up out of the backcourt. Eminence trying to get something set here in the half-court game. Barrett crosses the timeline, hands it to Foster. Foster goes right side down the corner and inside to Barrett. Barrett is going to get held. Huckabee going to be called for the hold, and it was. He went running by, and Huckabee just grabbed him. And that is foul number three on Landon in the game. He will immediately go to the Alton County bench. Alton will get Dylan Whalen back in the game. So Alton now with the starters out. Here's a steal by Cockrum. Took it away from Foster. Cockrum to Whalen to the bucket. Hang, shoot. Counted in the foul. Dylan Whalen hung in the air, drew the contact, hit the layup, and is going to get fouled. Foul will be on number 11. That is Luke Wallace will be his first. And Dylan Whalen trying to add to the Comet lead here, 21-16. Looking for the old-fashioned three-point play. Shot is up and good. Dylan Whalen, good first half, 6 points. He is 4-for-5 from the free throw line today. And Eminence coming the other way, down by six. Red Wings swinging on the right side. That is Wallace over there. Had it poked away from behind, but he gathers it back here. Excuse me, that was the Blackburn. He gives it up now to Wallace. Wallace handles it out top. Comets picking up the intensity a little bit defensively with a minute 39 to go in the half. Red Wings work it to the right side to Blackburn. Blackburn brings it over to Spoonmore. Spoonmore gives it up to Barrett. Barrett back on top to Wallace. Wallace back to Barrett. Eminence, a lot of motion against this Comet zone defense. Trying to get open for a good shot. They'll get it to Foster. That's a good choice. He turns, shoots. No good. Tips it back up. No. And Ryland Steele clears the rebound for Alton. Here come the Comets. Got up the Cockrum on the left side wing. Marcus driving down to the baseline. Got a screen. Shoots a little running one-hander, and it's good. Second bucket of the game for Marcus Cockrum. And Eminence wants a timeout. Minute two to go in the first half. Alton leads it by eight. We'll be back in just 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Banks make a lot of claims. Competitive loan rates, high yield on CDs, money market accounts, checking with interest, and good service. Sure, Alton Bank and Branch Bank of Birch Tree is right there among everyone. But one thing separates this full-service banking facility from the rest. It's their personal touch and attention. Personal customer service is their goal. Maybe you need to stop in to talk to one of their many loan officers or call them. A real person will answer the phone every time. Alton Bank and Branch Bank of Birch Tree, member FDIC, and equal health. Lender.
Well, the Alton Comets have outscored the Eminence Red Wings in this second quarter 14-4 and have an 8-point lead now. 24-16. Remember, Alton was down by 8 early in the game. At one point, it was 12-4. Since that point, Alton has outscored Eminence 20-4 and have taken an 8-point lead. Wow. Eminence with the ball now. Number 11 with it. Luke Wallace over on the right side. Bounces it to Foster. Foster can't hang on, and Ryland Steele's got it. Bounces it ahead to Cockrum, and he couldn't catch up to it. He goes out of bounds. Ryland tried to bounce pass that thing, and when you're running full speed and you try a long bounce pass, sometimes that ball just never does come up off the floor. That was the case with that one. Cockrum couldn't catch up. Under a minute to go now in the first half. Eminence with the ball. Got it down the corner to Spoonmore. Spoonmore will pick it outside to Wallace. Wallace near midcourt, 35 seconds to go in the first half. And almost a five-second call. There's a foul on Wallace. That'll be a moving screen. Yes, it was. Going to be called for the trip, number 11, Luke Wallace. Comet player went running by. Wallace just stuck a leg out, and he tripped over it. So that is foul number two on Wallace. He'll check out of the game as Keaton Ralph will check back in. And it'll be Dylan Whalen going back to the free throw line to shoot for the Alton Comets. Dylan's got 6 points, and Cole Trantham with six as they lead the Comets here in the first half. Whalen is 4 out of 5 from the free throw line so far in the half. And this one is up, no good, and the rebound taken by Eminence. Here come the Red Wings. Barrett looking to get his team a little closer. They're down by eight. He gives it up to Blackburn. Blackburn back out to Barrett. Barrett. Out between the circles, picks up his dribble. Feeds the ball over to Blackburn on the right side. Looks like Eminence wants to go for the final shot of the quarter here. Red Wings have got it out near midcourt. Passes, deflected out of bounds by Marcus Cockrum. Those quick hands of Cockrum. He gets his hands on a lot of balls in the passing lane. Somebody trying to make a pass. He just deflects a lot of basketballs. Eminence inbounds the ball. Barrett got it down low to Foster. Backing down against Miller. Miller blocks the shot. Rebound, Alton Comets. And there's the buzzer to end our first half. Your score, 24-16. Alton Comets with the lead over the Eminence Red Wings. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with your halftime activities in just a couple of minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Monty's Outdoors in West Plains has got you covered this sports season. That's right, shop at Monty's where you'll find Under Armour cleats, sports socks, compression wear, backpacks, sack packs, ball caps, and much more. Find Wilson footballs, softballs, and equipment as well. Visit with Monty's about outfitting your team or youth organization with custom uniforms, booster apparel, game equipment, and more. Monty's Outdoors in the Southern Hills Shopping Center in West Plains.
When you hear the old vendor spending, let Paint Masters do the mending. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Hello, I'm Johnny Crash. And when I've been one up, I take it to the folks who really care. Down at Paint Masters Collision Repair. They're in Alton, Missouri, so you'll never have to worry. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Just call 417-778-7080. PaintMastersCollisionRepair.com.
Where's the best place to go in Alton when you're hungry? The Fuel Express. They have some great fuel for your body, like the best fresh pulled pork barbecue, brisket, and ribs in the area, prepared in their own smoker every Friday. Or try their fish and chicken basket with potato wedges daily. Of course, Hunt Brothers Pizza daily, and happy hour from 11 to 1 and 3 to 5 on any 32-ounce fountain drink. Remember, they are your one stop for conservation tags. When your car or your body needs fuel, stop by the Fuel Express in Alton.
We all love things that are free, like the free gift you receive when you open a free checking account, business or personal, at West Plains Bank and Trust Company. You can even score free gifts for your family and friends if you refer them and they open free checking accounts. Plus, earn a free gift for yourself each time your referrals open an account. Visit us in West Plains, Mountain View, or Willow Springs for more information and find out for yourself why customers leave as friends. West Plains Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC.
And we're back here at the 22nd Annual Kabul Holiday Tournament, where the Alton Comets outscored Eminence 14-4 in the second quarter and have a 24-16 lead at the half. Eminence got out early. I mean, they got out to a 4-0 lead and at one point led in this game 12-4. Alton went on a 6-point run to end the second quarter to make it 12-10 at the end of the first period, and then outscore Eminence 14-4 in the second to take the 24-16 lead into the intermission. And it's been the Comet defense. Number of steals and the Comets getting a couple of runouts and just shooting the ball. And Dylan Whalen and Cole Transom leading the way with 6 points each. So Alton getting a little bit of contribution from everybody in the first half of this one today. Matter of fact, six of the seven players that started today or played today have scored in this game. Marcus Cockrum with 4, Corey Miller with 2, Landon Huckabee with a 3, Ryland Steele with a 3, and then 6 points for Dylan Whalen, including 4 out of 6 from the free throw line. And Cole Transom has hit a 3, and an old-fashioned 3-point play as he hit a bucket, got fouled, and hit the free throw. So good all-around performance by the Alton Comets here in the first half, and when I say that, I mean good balance scoring, getting everybody involved in the ball game. For the Eminence Red Wings, it's kind of been all Drew Foster. He has scored 8 of their 16 points, all of those in the first quarter. He did not score in the second. Hayden Barrett's got 4 points, 2 for Carter Blackburn, and 2 for Eddie Rich. And, of course, Eminence got in some early foul trouble as Rich, Wallace, and Foster, all with 2 fouls in the first half. And for Eddie Rich, his 2 came early in the first 2 minutes, and he sat almost the entire first half of the game. He'll be back out there to start the second half, I would imagine, and I think we got a lot of basketball still to play here in this one. Winner of this game moves into the 2 o'clock game tomorrow. It'll be the loser's bracket final. They'll take on the winner of the Plato and Salem game, which will be coming up right after this ball game is completed. That'll be a good one, too, so if you're not doing anything this afternoon, I want to come out and enjoy high school basketball. Here's the 22nd Annual Kabul Holiday Tournament. We'll take another break. We'll be back with more of your halftime activities in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for home sweet home. We're for condos, Tudors, single wides, and studios. We're for ranches, houseboats, two stories or 20. Red cedar, bluebirds, white squirrels, black walnuts, whatever's out your back door, we're for that. We're for watching the sun rise over the Mississippi and set over the Missouri. We're for kicking off your heels in a high rise or hanging up your hat in the boot heel. And if you have a home in Missouri, we have a policy for you.
I'm Zach Barton, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent. And if you're in Oregon County, I've got you covered.
When you need auto parts, you want great customer service, and that's what Alton Auto Parts gives you. They're located on West 160, across from Harps and Alton. They offer price match guarantee. Are you needing batteries, oil, hydraulic hoses, anything automotive related? Stop in and see them. They're open Monday through Saturday, or call them at 417-778-7153. Alton Auto Parts, your CarQuest auto parts dealer.
Banks make a lot of claims. Competitive loan rates, high yield on CDs, money market accounts, checking with interest, and good service. Sure, Alton Bank and Branch Bank of Birch Tree is right there among everyone. But one thing separates this full-service banking facility from the rest. It's their personal touch and attention. Personal customer service is their goal. Maybe you need to stop in to talk to one of their many loan officers. Or call them. A real person will answer the phone every time. Alton Bank and Branch Bank of Birch Tree. Member FDIC and Equal Health. Lender.
Greatness doesn't happen overnight. It takes time, focus, and dedication. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that because we put in the hard work and dedication for decades. And that commitment has paid off with award-winning customer service for your auto, home, and life insurance.
In Alton, see Shelter Insurance agent Norm Hollis.
And halftime here of our first game. By the way, this is the first of two we'll broadcast here from the Kabul Holiday Tournament today. We'll have the Thayer Bobcat game as they take on Norwood in the semifinals this afternoon. That game's slated for a 6 o'clock tip-off. And, of course, it's a tournament, and there'll be four games before that one. So it could go a couple of minutes before 6 o'clock. It could go a few minutes after 6 o'clock. Just depends on the length of the other ball games. Good one going on here in the first game of the day. Eminence and Alton. Comets lead it by 8. At the intermission. And, of course, the next game, Plato and Salem. Consolation semifinals today. Liberty takes on Gainesville, and Kabul plays Summersville. Both of those should be great ball games. And then, of course, the Thayer-Norwood later tonight. Mansfield and Licking in the last game of the night at 7:30. Are you listening to the Alton Comet basketball here? I want to say thanks to our boosters helping to bring you the game today. They include Simpson's True Value in Alton, McClary Funeral Homes in Alton, Thayer, and Mammoth Spring, the Walmart store in Thayer, Allen Supported Living, and Thayer Redmix. Of course, along with some of your Alton Comet supporters like the Fuel Express, Shelter Insurance, Norm Hollis in Alton, Paintmasters, Monty's Outdoors of West Plains, West Plains Bank and Trust Company, Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, Zach Martin, along with the Alton Auto Parts and Gun and Pawn and the Alton Bank at their branch, Bank of Birch Tree. We're going to take a timeout. Alton again with a halftime lead, 24-16 over the Eminence Red Wings. Your second half coming up in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Monty's Outdoors in West Plains has got you covered this sports season. That's right, shop at Monty's where you'll find Under Armour cleats, sports socks, compression wear, backpacks, sack packs, ball caps, and much more. Find Wilson football, softballs, and equipment as well. Visit with Monty's about outfitting your team or youth organization with custom uniforms, booster apparel, game equipment, and more. Monty's Outdoors in the Southern Hill Shopping Center in West Plains.
You hear the old vendors bending, let Paint Masters do the mending. Paint Masters collision repair. Hello, I'm Johnny Crash, and when I bend one up, I take it to the folks who really care down at Paint Masters Collision Repair. They're in Alton, Missouri, so you'll never have to worry. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Just call 417-778-7080. PaintMastersCollisionRepair.com.
Where's the best place to go in Alton when you're hungry? The Fuel Express. They have some great fuel for your body, like the best fresh pulled pork barbecue, brisket, and ribs in the area, prepared in their own smoker every Friday. Or try their fish and chicken basket with potato wedges daily. Of course, Hunt Brothers Pizza daily, and happy hour from 11 to 1 and 3 to 5 on any 32-ounce fountain drink. Remember, they are your one stop for conservation tags. When your car or your body needs fuel, stop by the Fuel Express in Alton. Station.
We all love things that are free, like the free gift you receive when you open a free checking account, business or personal, at West Plains Bank and Trust Company. You can even score free gifts for your family and friends if you refer them and they open free checking accounts. Plus, earn a free gift for yourself each time your referrals open an account. Visit us in West Plains, Mountain View, or Willow Springs for more information and find out for yourself why customers leave as friends. West Plains Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC.
Well, we got the second half started just a little bit early, and welcome back to the Kabul Holiday Tournament. The Alton Comets just got a steal from Ryland, or got a three-pointer from Ryland Steele. Emlyth working with the basketball now. Alton is up 27-16. Here's Foster for him, and it steps into the lane. A little left-hand baby hook shot is no good, but a foul going to be whistled on the play. I believe that'll be Corey Miller. Call for the foul. He looks like the guilty party. Yep. Corey Miller called for the foul, his first of the afternoon. And it'll send number 40, Drew Foster, to the line. Drew had 8 points to lead Eminence in the first half. All of them were in the first quarter. He'll put the free throw up, and it is good. 9 points for Foster. He got the game high. Steele, Whalen, and Trantham each have six apiece for the Alton Comets. And the Comet lead is now 10 with 7:05 to go in the third. Second free throw for Foster is good for Eminence. He's got 10 points, 10 of the 18 for the Red Wings. Alton coming the other way with the ball. Ryland Steele swings it to the right side for Marcus Cockrum. Marcus take it out to the top of the key on the dribble, feeds it out inside to Huckabee. He had to save it from going out of bounds, and then it's deflected and out of bounds by the Eminence Red Wings. Nice play down to Huckabee. Couldn't quite hang on. Lost the handle, and the ball went off of Eminence out of bounds. So Alton will trigger it in on the near side on the baseline. Got it into Corey Miller. Out to Whalen for three, and it's good. Dylan Whalen hits the three. Dylan now with 9 points on the afternoon, and the Alton Comets lead it by 12, 30-18. Eminence Red Wings with it on the right side. That is Rich. Rich goes down to the baseline for Blackburn. Blackburn bounces it back out to Foster. Foster working against the defense. All the way to the bucket. Is going to get fouled on the drive. He'll go back to the free throw line and shoot two. The big sophomore gets another foul. That's on Corey Miller. And the big sophomore, Drew Foster, doing his thing here. Already 10 points in the game, and he will shoot two more free throws. First one is up, and it's good. Foster is 5-for-5 from the free throw line in the game and has scored 11 points for the Eminence Red Wings. He will shoot another. It is off the back rim. No good. And the rebound comes down to Corey Miller. Alton Comets with the ball up by 11, 30-19. Comets get into the half-court set. Landon Huckabee's got it on the near side wing. Swings it around to Cockrum. Fakes the three. Got a lane to the bucket. Lays it up. No, but a foul going to be called on the Eminence Red Wings on the drive. Foul will be on number 12. That is Carter Blackburn will be his second. And Dylan Whalen going to the free throw line to shoot two for the, Marcus Cockrum at the free throw line for the Comets to shoot two. Cockrum has scored 4 points in the game. Make it five as he hits the free throw. And the Alton lead is 31-19, lead it by 12. And Cockrum trying to make it a 13-point advantage would be the biggest lead of the game for the Alton Comets. It is good. And with 6:15 to go in the third quarter, Alton's starting to run away now. They lead it by 13, 32-19. Eminence with the ball, almost a steal by Cockrum. Foster gathers it in for Eminence. Gives it up. There's a travel on Blackburn. Blackburn tried to stop, and he drugged the pivot foot. So the Red Wings will turn it over. We get a timeout on the floor. 32-19. Alton Comets lead it by 13. We'll be back in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
In Alton, see Shelter Insurance agent Norm Hollis.
Banks make a lot of claims. Competitive loan rates, high yield on CDs, money market accounts, checking with interest, and good service. Sure, Alton Bank and Branch Bank of Birch Tree is right there among everyone. But one thing separates this full-service banking facility from the rest. It's their personal touch and attention. Personal customer service is their goal. Maybe you need to stop in to talk to one of their many loan officers. Or call them. A real person will answer the phone every time. Alton Bank and Branch Bank of Birch Tree, member FDIC, and equal health. Housing lender.
And we're back after the timeout, and the Eminence Red Wings going to try a little full-court pressure. The Alton Comets break it up across the timeline. Dylan Whalen got it at midcourt. Gives over to Ryland Steele. The Alton Comets now the chance to go up 15 with a bucket. Got over to Landon Huckabee. Huckabee dribbles through the free throw circle. Kicks it down the corner to Steele for three. That one is up off the rim. No good. Rebound and a travel going to be called on Corey Miller. Miller went up high for the rebound. When he came down, he lost his balance and fell down, hanging on to the ball. That is a travel on Alton. So Eminence coming the other way. Chance to shave a little off the Comet lead. Barrett with it right up the middle of the floor. Takes it to the right side wing. Hands off to Eddie Rich. Rich backs out from the defender. Gets the ball up to Spoonmore. Spoonmore looking to make a move against Cockrum. Cockrum stays right with him. Spoonmore dumps it off in the middle. That's an offensive foul on Spoonmore. Spoonmore gave it up in a little jump pass, and he came down right on top of the Comet defender. That is an offensive foul. Alton making a substitution here. Cole Trantham checking in. Landon Huckabee will come out of the game. Coach Caruso doing a good job keeping fresh people in there, running people in and out throughout the game. And again, Emmons with the full court pressure. Alton with it in the backcourt. Dylan Whalen up the right side. Got it across the timeline. Alton will get in the half court set. Got the ball down to Trantham on the wing, fires a three, and it's good! Dylan Whalen comes in the game, and it's his third three-pointer, or his second three-pointer of the game. He's got 12 to lead the Comets this afternoon. And Alton now leads it by 16. Here's Barrett going to the hole hard for him, and as he goes, misses the shot. But a rebound is, or the foul going to be called on the shot. Foul's called on Ryland Steele, number 13. That'll be foul number one on Ryland. And that is the third team foul against the Comets here in the third quarter. 4:59 to go in the third. Alton has opened a 16-point lead. And Barrett hits the free throw, and that gets them a little closer. Barrett with 5 points. Substitution now for Eminence. Roth, Keaton Roth, will check into the ballgame. Number 13. Second free throw for Barrett is up, and it's good. Barrett's got 6 in the game. And again, full court pressure for Eminence. Marcus Cockrum handles the ball in the backcourt for Alton. Got over to Ryland Steele. Ryland dribbles back away from the corner. And gets it across the timeline down to Corey Miller. Cross court to Whalen. Whalen couldn't hang on. And Eminence comes out of there with it. Eminence on the run. Barrett up the floor behind the back. All the way to the bucket and scores. What a play by Hayden Barrett. And Eminence back to within 12. Alton with the basketball. Cockrum dribbles up around the defense. Gets the ball into the half-court set. Whalen with it. Gives it cross-court to Ryland Steele. Ryland wanted to take a three, but Foster jumped out on him. Now to Trantham. Now Whalen. Whalen leads off in the corner to Cockrum. Marcus working away from the defense. Got to Whalen. Down low now to Miller. Back to Cockrum. Cockrum into the lane. Outside. Trantham for three more. Yes, sir. Cole Trantham. Trantham has hit 2 threes in a row, and he's got 12 points now in the game. Trantham leads the Comets with 12. That is his third made three-pointer in the game. Eminence with the ball. Working it around the perimeter. Got to Barrett. Barrett spins in the lane. Pull-up jumper, good. Hayden Barrett with a nice move. He's got 10. And we've got a whistle and a timeout call by the Eminence Red Wings. 38-25, Alton with the lead, 3:37 to go in the third quarter. We'll take a timeout. We're back in a minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
One of the quickest ways to get quick cash when you need it most is to see Alton Gun and Pawn. They're located on West 160, across from Harps and Alton. They've got a great selection of guns in stock, ammo, tools, electronics, and jewelry. You can buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pawn. You can also bring your unwanted gold and silver and turn that into cash in your pocket in a matter of minutes. Buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pawn. Their phone number is 417-778-6677.
Monty's Outdoors in West Plains has got you covered this sports season. That's right, shop at Monty's where you'll find Under Armour cleats, sports socks, compression wear, backpacks, sack packs, ball caps, and much more. Find Wilson footballs, softballs, and equipment as well. Visit with Monty's about outfitting your team or youth organization with custom uniforms, booster apparel, game equipment, and more. Monty's Outdoors in the Southern Hill Shopping Center in West Plains.
Well, we're back out, back at the Cabool Holiday Tournament. Both teams back out on the floor. It'll be Alton Comet basketball here after the bucket by Eminence. Alton leads it by 13, 38-25. They're led by Cole Trantham, who's got 12 points in the game. And Cole has hit 3 three-pointers, including 2 here in the second half. Comets, again, inbound the ball against the full-court pressure. Cole Trantham with it on the right side. His pass cross-court stolen by the Red Wings. That is Roth, going to the rack, and an offensive foul going to be called on number 13, Keaton Roth, as he ran into a defender going to the hole. Don't know if I agree with that one. Kind of iffy on that one. Anyway, Alton will get the credit with the basketball back after the foul on Roth. Working it into backcourt, Huckabee got up across the timeline to Trantham. Trantham bounces it down to Cockrum, dumps it inside to Ryland Steele. Couldn't hit the shot. And a rebound control by Barrett for Eminence. Here he comes on the dribble drive. Gives it up to Rich and back over to Barrett. Now in the left corner for Wallace. Wallace gives it to Foster. Foster back to Wallace. Wallace cross court, got it over to Barrett. 3-point shot is up. That's no good. Cole Trantham with a rebound for Alton. And here come the Comets on the fly. Ryland Steele kicks it out to Cockrum, squares up a 3. That one's long, no good. Rebound comes way outside, and the ball taken by Landon Huckabee. Huckabee in the lane, out to Steele, back to Trantham in the corner. Cole driving toward the bucket, fakes, shoots, no good. Huckabee with a rebound, and a foul going to be called on Eminence. Number 2, Eddie Rich. There was no hiding that one. Huckabee took the ball away from him on the rebound, and Rich just reached out and slapped at the ball and got him right across the forearms. Substitution now for Alton. Cole Trantham comes out. Corey Miller checking back in. 2:33 to go in the third quarter. Alton with a basketball. Got it into Dylan Whalen. Whalen bounces Ryland Steele at the free throw line. Ducks him to the defense. Can't hit the shot, but a foul going to be whistled on Foster. Drew Foster will pick up his third, and Ryland Steele will go to the free throw line. Ryland will shoot 2 shots, fouled in the act of shooting. Ryland with 6 points in the game, a pair of 3-pointers tonight. And the first free throw here for the senior guard is up and good. 7 in the game for Steele, 9 for Dylan Whalen, 12 for Cole Trantham, 6 for Marcus Cockrum. Good balance scoring for the Comets. And another free throw for Steele. He's got 8 points in the game, and it's a 15-point Alton Comet lead with 2:25 to go in the third quarter. Eminence, Barrett pulls up his dribble out between the circles, swings the ball to Foster on the right side. Foster driving to the bucket. Going to get fouled as he goes through a double team. They're going to get Ryland Steele for the foul, number 13. Foster went down hard, and he's still down on the court. Trying to step through a double team. They call Steele for the foul. Foster now gets up, says he's okay. And he will stay in the game. 2:16 to go here in the third quarter. Alton increasing their lead. They led it to 24-16 at the half. And they lead it now 40-25. Another good quarter for the Comets. And the free throw is up for Foster and good. Foster's got 12. A couple substitutions here for Eminence. Number 23 checks in the game, Landon Spoonmore. And number 44, Dylan Mitchler. Mitchler is senior, checking in. Played some in the first half. Second free throw for Foster is on the way. It is good. Well, Foster now with 13. Again, full court pressure by the Red Wings. All inbounds it. Ryland Steele handles in the backcourt. Brings it up to midcourt. And a little lob pass. Got it down to Dylan Whalen in the corner. Whalen puts it on the floor with a dribble. Brings it out to the wing. Looking inside. Got the Cockrum. Back out to Huckabee. Swings it cross court to Steele. Now Dylan Whalen on the left side. Whalen will back it out and reset the offense. Goes to Steele. Minute 50 to go in the third quarter. Ball on the right side to Huckabee now. One dribble and gives it up to Steele. Steele to Cockrum on the wing on the left side. Cochran will bring it out to the top and restart the offense from there. Cochran draws a double team, gives it off to Steele. Steele to Huckabee in the lane. Huckabee trying to get a shot and is going to get pushed by Mitchler. Mitchler going to be called for the foul. Will be his second of the game. That is 16 fouls on Eminence with a minute 32 to go in the third quarter. Alton up by 13 with the basketball. Huckabee tried to inbound it in the lane. Does to Ryland Steele. Dribbles out of the lane. Dishes it off and gets it right back in the corner. Alton now will reset the offense with a minute 22 to go in the third. Got it on the left side wing to Whalen. Whalen penetrates. Kicks it out to Miller for three. That one's off the rim. No good. And a rebound taken by Eminence. And the outlet pass stolen by Dylan Whalen. Whalen bounces all the way to the bucket. Lays it up with an underhand shot. No good. Rebound Corey Miller. Back up and in. Corey Miller with the bucket. He's got 4 points now. And Eminence coming the other way. Alton up by 15. Red Wings need some points. They need a bunch. Number 23, Spoonmore with it. On the right side wing, looking for an outlet. Finally got rid of it to number 11, that is Luke Wallace. Wallace gives it to Barrett. Barrett into the lane, challenges the defense, up with a shot, no good. Barrett gets his own rebound, bounce pass in the lane to Spoonmore. Spoonmore got it over to Foster. Foster up with a shot, count it, and the foul. So Foster will get the bucket. He's got 15. And the foul is on number 12, Landon Huckabee, and that's number 4 on Landon today. Foster, number 40, the big sophomore. 15 points on the afternoon, 15 of the 29 for the Eminence Red Wings. And he'll go to the free throw line looking for his 16th point of the game with 33 seconds to go in the third quarter. Free throw is up, and it's no good. Rebound controlled by Corey Miller. Miller. Got it out to Cockrum. Cockrum quick up the floor to Trantham for three. That one bounces off the rim and bounces up high and hits the support. It'll be Eminence ball. Red Wings are down 13 with the basketball here. 23 seconds to go in the quarter. To get it back to 10 if somebody hits one from downtown. Or even back to 11 with a two-point shot. And they'll probably try and take the final shot of the third quarter. 14 seconds to go. Barrett handles it out near midcourt. On the left side of the floor, trying to get everybody set. Now here he goes, moves off a double screen, got the ball, down to Spoonmore. Spoonmore misses a shot, rebound up, no good. Thomas with a rebound. Here's a long shot, that's not even close. And that's the end of three quarters of play. Our score, 42-29. Alton Thomas with a lead over the Eminence Red Wings. We'll take a timeout, we'll be back in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hear them vendors bending, let Paint Masters do the mending. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Hello, I'm Johnny Crash, and when I bend one up, I take it to the folks who really care down at Paint Masters Collision Repair. They're in Alton, Missouri, so you'll never have to worry. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Just call 417-778-7080. PaintMastersCollisionRepair.com.
Where's the best place to go in Alton when you're hungry? The Fuel Express. They have some great fuel for your body, like the best fresh pulled pork barbecue, brisket, and ribs in the area, prepared in their own smoker every Friday. Or try their fish and chicken basket with potato wedges daily. Of course, Hunt Brothers Pizza daily, and happy hour from 11 to 1 and 3 to 5 on any 32-ounce fountain drink. Remember, they are your one stop for conservation tags. When your car or your body needs fuel, stop by the Fuel Express in Alton.
Well, we're set for our fourth quarter here at the Kabul Holiday Tournament. The losers bracket semifinals, the Alton Comets, trying to move into day four. They would play at 2 o'clock tomorrow if they get the win here today, and they lead it by 13, 42-29, with 8 minutes on the clock. It'll be Eminence, no, it'll be Alton ball to start the fourth quarter. Comets have led by as many as 15 in the game, trailed by as many as 8. They were down 12-4 at one point in this game. And they have just dominated since that point. Comets with the ball. Whalen with it. Swings across to River Haddock. Haddock just checked into the ball game. Now gives to Cockrum. Cockrum out front. Feeds over to Cole Trantham. Trantham going to the high post for Miller. Kicks it back out to Haddock. He'll fire a three, and it's good! River Haddock. It's one from downtown, and the Alton Comets lead it now by 16. Biggest lead of the game for Alton. Comets getting everybody involved. Seven players have played, seven players have scored. Eminence on the offensive end. They swing one way down in the corner for Wallace. Wallace dribbles all the way back out front. We're going to get a whistle and a foul. Going to be called on Dylan Whalen. Whalen called for the foul will be his second. Going to be called for a hold. And foul number two on Dylan. And Eminence will inbound the ball here. They bring it into the backcourt to Barrett. Barrett working against Whalen. Brings up across the timeline, moves off the screen, bounces it down low to Foster in the low block. Couldn't get a shot. Gives it back outside and around the horn for Wallace. Three-point shot is good! Luke Wallace with a three for Eminence to cut the lead to 13. That's his first bucket of the game. Alton again against the full court pressure, got the ball across the timeline. They get over to Whalen. Whalen back to Cottrell. Marcus looking to make a move, now backs it back out. Alton can afford to run a little clock here with a 13-point lead, down to 6:42 to go in the game. They'll look for good shots. And here's a pass by Whalen, stolen by Barrett. Barrett driving to the other end and scores the layup. Barrett now with 12 for Eminence, and the Red Wings have cut it back to an 11-point game with a 5-0 run here to start the fourth quarter. And we're going to get a timeout by Coach Caruso and the Alton Comets. 6:24 to go. Alton leads it 45-34. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
We all love things that are free, like the free gift you receive when you open a free checking account, business or personal, at West Plains Bank and Trust Company. You can even score free gifts for your family and friends if you refer them and they open free checking accounts. Plus, earn a free gift for yourself each time your referrals open an account. Visit us in West Plains, Mountain View, or Willow Springs for more information and find out for yourself why customers leave as friends. West Plains Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC.
We're back after the timeout. Coach Caruso wanted to kind of gather his troops together, kind of unraveling a little bit here. And also, D. Ryland Steele back in the ballgame. Also, Corey Miller back out there for the Alton Comets. It's Whalen, Trantham, Miller, Cockrum and Steele on the floor here for the Alton Comets. Looks like Eminence has got the starters back out there. 6:21 to play in the game. Alton with an 11-point lead. Eminence with a 5-0 run to open the fourth quarter to get back in this thing. They'll swing it around on the left side. Got it to Whalen. Whalen penetrates toward the lane. Brings it back outside now to Ryland Steele. Ryland resets the offense. Draws a double team to him. Gives it off to Cockrum. Cockrum inside to Miller. Back to Cockrum in the corner for three, and it's good. Marcus Cockrum, now 9 points in the game. That's his first three-pointer of the day. And the Comet lead is back to 16, 48-34. Actually, that is 14-point lead, I'm sorry. Eminence with it on the other end. There goes Wallace down the middle of the lane. Hangs in the air, a little yo-yo shot, and he got it in. Number 11, Luke Wallace. He scored 5 points, all of them here in this quarter. Alton the other way. Here goes Steele in the lane, pulls up with a short running one-hander. It is no good. Rebound tipped out to Trantham. And then Trantham going toward the bucket. It's going to be fouled by Luke Wallace. Wallace just reached out there and got him on the arm. Cole Trantham going to line to shoot two free throws. Actually, well, no, that's a team foul number 7. He's shooting a 1-1. So Cole Trantham with 12 points in the game. Shooting the 1-1. First one is up and good. Trantham now with 13. He leads the way for the Comets this afternoon. Dylan Whalen's got 9. 9 for Marcus Cockrum. 8 for Ryland Steele. Second free throw is up, and that one bounces off the back rim. No good, and the rebound goes all the way down in the corner. Barrett runs it down for Eminence. So the Red Wings down by 13 have got the ball back. 5 minutes and change to go here in the ball game. Out top is Rich. Rich gives the ball up on the right side to Wallace. Wallace looking for a shot, can't find one. Gives it back out to Blackburn. Blackburn in the left corner to Rich. His shot is up, no good. Rebound, ball is up and controlled by Marcus Cockrum. Here come the Comets out of the backcourt. Gives it up to Whalen. Whalen now to Steele. Steele to Miller in the corner. Back outside and down the left side for Steele. Ryland fires a three. It's no good off the front rim. And a rebound taken by Eminence. Here come the Red Wings. Foster up the floor, going all the way into the and scores. Foster with a nice move. He's got 17. A good-looking sophomore player. Alton coming the other way. Down up by 11. Wild shot up for Wayland is no good. We're going to get a foul on the rebound on Corey Miller of the Alton Comets. He knocked Barrett to the ground. Foul on Corey will be his third of the game. And Comets make a substitution. Wayland will. No, Trantham checks out. So who's out there? Comets have got Wayland, Huckabee, Cockrum, Steele, and Miller. And both teams are into the bonus now, so we go down the other end. Barrett will shoot the one and one. Hayden Barrett, number 15, senior, has scored 12 points this afternoon. And the front end one and one is no good. Rebound controlled by the Alton Comets. They come the other way with 4:26 to play in the game, up by 11, 49-38. While missing the front end of those one ends, that can really hurt your opportunity to come back. And then we got a whistle. We're getting a blocking foul on Eminence. Landon Huckabee was actually trying to make a move away from the basket. And number 12, Blackburn, fouled him. And Huckabee will go to free throw line, shoot the one and one. First one is up for the senior. It's good. Huckabee now with 4 points in the game. Of course, it was Landon who hit the one-handed shot yesterday to win the game at the buzzer for Alton. Second shot here is no good. That buzzer beater by Huckabee sends the Comets into this game, an opportunity to get into the day four of the tournament. And here goes Eminence the other way. Foster going into the lane is going to get fouled, and that's going to be on Huckabee, and that's going to be his fourth. It'll be a two-shot foul. Actually, that'll be the fifth foul on Huckabee. Landon will check out of the ballgame here with those five fouls, so he is gone with 4:07 to play. And number 40, Drew Foster at the line, shooting two for Eminence. First one is good. Kids got 18 tonight to lead the Eminence Red Wings, 18 of their 39. Number 11, Luke Wallace, back in the game for Eminence. Now the free throw for Foster. That one's off the front of the rim. No good. Rebound, Ryland Steele. Steele has a little trouble with a handle, now getting control. And Coach Caruso calls a quick timeout. 4 minutes to go in the game. Alton up by 11. We'll take a timeout. Be back in a minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
We all love things that are free, like the free gift you receive when you open a free checking account, business or personal, at West Plains Bank and Trust Company. You can even score free gifts for your family and friends if you refer them and they open free checking accounts. Plus, earn a free gift for yourself each time your referrals open an account. Visit us in West Plains, Mountain View, or Willow Springs for more information and find out for yourself why customers leave as friends. West Plains Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC.
Growing up, my parents always encouraged me to do what's right, even if it wasn't easy. I'd always hear my mother's voice say, "Do the right thing." That stuck with me. Every day, just do the right thing. That's it. The rest takes care of itself.
At Shelter Insurance, we believe in doing the right thing for our customers and our communities.
In Alton, see Shelter Insurance agent Norm Hollis.
And we're back here in the fourth quarter. 4 minutes to go in our game at the 22nd annual Kabul Holiday Tournament. Alton Comets with an 11-point lead, 50-39. And they'll have the basketball here in possession. Get it into the front court. Down the corner to Wayland. Wayland to Trantham, cutting to the basket. Gives it off for Corey Miller. Miller up with a shot, no good, but he's fouled on the drive. He'll go to the line and shoot two. Corey Miller will go to the free throw line. Fouled by number 15. That is Hayden Barrett. Be number two on Barrett. Corey Miller at the line, shooting two. That was team foul number nine. And the free throw for Miller is a little bit short, no good. Substitution for Eminence. Number 23 checks in. Landon Spoonmore has not scored in the ballgame. And second free throw for Miller. That one is good. Makes it a 12-point game. Alton up 12, 51-39. Just under 4 minutes to go. Eminence inbounds the ball to Barrett. Barrett got up across the timeline. Feeds the left side to Spoonmore. Down in the corner to Wallace. Wallace brings it out to the wing on the dribble. And they'll take it to the right side. Barrett's got it. Will cross over into the free throw circle. Kicks it outside. And Foster hits one from downtown. Foster with a three-pointer. And he's got 21 in the game. Alton coming the other way. We're going to get a whistle and a foul. Cole Trantham up the right sideline is going to get fouled by number 15. That is Barrett, and that'll be number 3 on Barrett. So Rich, Wallace, Blackburn, Barrett, and Foster, all with 3 fouls for imminence. Alton has already had Landon Huckabee foul out, and Corey Miller's got 3. Nobody else with more than 2. And the free throw for Trantham is good. I've got Cole for 14 points now, looking for his 15th of the game. And trying to run the lead back up to 11. It's good. Trantham with 15. The lead is 11, 53-42. 3.5 minutes to go. Imminence with the ball, needing a bucket. But when you're down, got to score on every possession. Got to get a good shot. Here's a give to Foster in the lane. He gives it to Barrett. Barrett driving down to the baseline is going to get fouled by Ryland Steele. Ryland, a little bit of a flop there trying to draw the charge. He's going to be called for the blocking foul. And it will send Barrett, Hayden Barrett, number 15, the senior, to the free throw line for imminence, trying to cut into this 11-point Comet lead. And now Carter Blackburn back in the ball game. Looks like Spoonmore out for imminence. First free throw is up, and no good for Barrett. Misses the front end of the 1-1 again. Boy, that hurts. That's leaving points off the board. Alton breaks the full court pressure. Oh, and here's almost a steal by Barrett. Ball loose on the floor. Off the hands of imminence and out of bounds. It'll be Alton Comet ball. Careless pass by Cockrum trying to get over to steal. Barrett was right there, got a hand on it, but then couldn't catch up to it before it went out of bounds. Alton will inbound it in the backcourt. Got it to Ryland Steele. Now to Whalen. Whalen got it up across the timeline to Cockrum. Marcus cross court with a pass to Trantham for 3. It's good. Cole Trantham with 18 points in the ballgame. Alton back up down by 14. Imminence with it. Foster shoots a 3 from the top. That's no good. Ryland Steele the rebound. 2:48 to go. Alton got it. Up the floor they go to Cockrum. Marcus will back it back out. Now to Ryland Steele in the corner. Trantham for 3 more. That one's off the mark. No good. And rebound controlled by imminence. Here come the Red Wings on the run. Barrett spins into the lane, gets contact, and is going to go to the free throw line to shoot 2. A spinning move. I don't think Coach Caruso agreed with that call. Didn't think there was much contact. The defender going to be called for the foul. Foul is on Trantham, by the way. I'm sorry, they called the foul on Ryland Steele. That'll be number 4 on Ryland with 2:30 to go in the game. And Barrett at the free throw line. This time he hits the first one. So Barrett down with 13. Foster with 21. They have scored just about, well, they've scored all but 9 of the imminence Red Wing points today. Pretty good duo right there. Second free throw is up for Barrett and good. Barrett's got 14 on the day. Alton inbound the ball now. Imminence with full court pressure. The Comets break it to Cockrum at midcourt. He steps into the front court. Now waits for the rest of his offense. And the Comets will get into the half-court set. Down to 2 minutes and 18 seconds to go in the game. Cockrum gets away from a double team. His pass is going to be deflected and goes out of bounds. It'll be Alton Comet ball. Imminence really scrambling on the defensive end now. And Alton have a little bit of trouble getting the shot they want. Here's Whalen looking inbound it, and he does to Cole Trantham. Trantham gives it back to Whalen. Whalen's going to get fouled. That'll be a hold on number 11, Luke Wallace, the junior. And going to the free throw line, it'll be Dylan Whalen of the Alton Comets. Dylan has scored 9 points in the game and is 4 for 5 from the free throw line. That's the first one up here, and it is good. So Whalen now with 10 points as he hits the free throw. And in double figures, he is the second Comet in double figures. Trantham has 18 to lead the way. 8 for Steele, 9 for Cockrum. Marcus has not scored in the second half. Second free throw is up, and that was no good. Miller with the offensive rebound. He gets tied up, and we're going to get a foul. We're going to get a held ball. It's a held ball, and the possession belongs to the imminence Red Wings. 2 minutes to go in the game. Alton up by 13. Imminence trying to come back here. Barrett dribbles up the right sideline. Brings the ball into the front court. Gets into the offense. Now looking to penetrate. Gets down to the low blocks. Puts a shot up. No good. And it's going to be called for a foul on the rebound. Ryland Steele had inside position. Barrett went up over the back. And for Barrett, that'll be foul number 4. And Demonis wants a timeout before Ryland Steele shoots the free throw. 57-44, Alton with the lead, minute 58 to go in the game. We'll be back in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
When you need auto parts, you want great customer service, and that's what Alton Auto Parts gives you. They're located on West 160, across from Harps and Alton. They offer price match guarantee. Are you needing batteries, oil, hydraulic hoses, anything automotive related? Stop in and see them. They're open Monday through Saturday, or call them at 417-778-7153. Alton Auto Parts, your CarQuest auto parts dealer.
Banks make a lot of claims. Competitive loan rates, high yield on CDs, money market accounts, checking with interest, and good service. Sure, Alton Bank and Branch Bank of Birch Tree is right there among everyone. But one thing separates this full-service banking facility from the rest. It's their personal touch and attention. Personal customer service is their goal. Maybe you need to stop in to talk to one of their many loan officers. Or call them. A real person will answer the phone every time. Alton Bank and Branch Bank of Birch Tree, member FDIC, and equal health. Housing lender.
And we're back at the Kabul Holiday Tournament, the 22nd annual Kabul Holiday Tournament. Losers bracket semifinal game, the Alton Comets and the Eminence Red Wings. Alton with a lead, 57-44 with a minute 58 to go. And it's Ryland Steele at the line to shoot the two-shot foul. First one is up and good for the senior. Steele now with 9, looking for his 10th point of the afternoon. Ryland had a good game yesterday. Only scored 5, but boy, he's handled a lot of the pressure. And Steele hits them both. And 10 points in double figures for Ryland Steele. 3 Comets in double figures, another one with 9. Good balance scoring for the boys in blue. The blue and gold, all up by 15 again. And Eminence throws it away on the other end. Barrett tried to go a long pass down in the corner, went over the head of Spoonmore and out of bounds. So Alton's going to get it back with a minute 48 to go. Eminence again with that 2-2-1, full court pressure. Comets inbound the ball to Whalen. Whalen looking for an outlet and gets it across the timeline to Cockrum. Cockrum bounces it down to Miller. Corey hits the layup. Miller now with 7 points on the afternoon. The Alton lead is 17. Eminence with it. Spoonmore didn't take the 3-point shot. Gives it off to Rich. He'll fire away. That one's no good. Corey Miller yanks down the rebound. Alton bringing it the other way. Marcus Cockrum on the dribble drive, crosses the timeline, feeds it down to Trantham in the corner, pulls up with a little 12-foot jumper. It's good. Cole Trantham, a 20-point afternoon, and the Alton Comets are running away. They lead it now 63-44. Here's a long shot by Spoonmore. No good. Rebound Foster. He goes back up and in for the Red Wings. Foster with 23. And we get a whistle of a foul. Going to be a blocking foul going up the far side. We're down under a minute to go. Foul's going to be on number 11, Luke Wallace. And that'll be number 5 on Wallace. He fouls out of the game with 58 seconds to go. And substitution for Eminence. They'll bring in number 12, Carter Blackburn, the sophomore. And Dylan Whalen going to the free throw line. Dylan has scored 10 points today and make it 11 as he hits the free throw, and he'll shoot for number 12. Dylan's had a good day at the line. He's only missed 2. He's made 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 out of 8 from the free throw line. That's a good day in anybody's book. Looking for his 12th point of the game. It is up and good. Dylan Whalen puts the Comets back up by 19. 65-46 with 56 seconds to go. Now, looks like the Comets will advance into the loser's bracket finals tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Here's Eminence working around the perimeter and throws the ball away as they try to get it down low to Rich. Goes over his head, down of bounds. It'll be Alton Comet basketball. And Comets can just hold it here and run out the clock, I think. Eminence pulls off the full court pressure. They wait for Whalen to bring it into the front court. He'll give it to Cockrum. Cockrum out near midcourt, dribbles into the big bulldog decal in the middle of the floor. He gives up the steal. Steal back over to Whalen. And the Alton Comets are just going to run out the clock here. 24 seconds to go. Whalen got it back over to Cockrum. Cockrum moves away from the defense. Weaves his way around the floor and got it out to Ryland Steele with 16 seconds. Alton Comets running out the clock and will get a win here and move on to the 2 o'clock game tomorrow afternoon. They'll take on the winner of the game between Plato and Salem, which is coming up next. And down to 1 second, there's the buzzer. And the Alton Comets with a win today, 65-46. over the imminent Red Wings. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back in just about.